Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey there, guys. I'm Ode. How are you?
I'm good. Pretty good.
No one asked you.
Okay, you're asking our audience. 就是我们的 Ode 时时刻刻都关心着观众们，你们好吗？你们吃了吗？我爱你们。好 ，OK.
Because I love them. I really want them to be safe and secure.
Okay.、Right. How are you today? Recently?
I'm doing well, but I have a friend who lost someone close to him.And close to his heart. And I don't know what to do or to tell my friend to make him happy.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. But if I were you, I would just tell the person that life not always fair. 就是生活不是总是这么顺心的。就是他给你一些东西也会从你身边拿走一些。It will always give you something to love and then eventually it will take it away from us. But anyway, we should always leave our happiest moments with the people we love, isn't it?
Yeah, I really think that's a great advice. I really think that's why I like Mumu. She has so many advices. She's so wise. And yeah, I really thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm more mature than you because this is the reason.
Okay, let's move on today.
Okay, so they just mentioned an expression. Lose someone dear to your heart. What does it mean, actually?
Let's say I lost a girlfriend or I broke up with a girlfriend. That means I lost the opportunity. I stopped.Having a relationship with that person、mm-hmm. or I stopped knowing that person or something happened to that person that I stopped being friends with.
Oh, it's a sad phrase.
It is.
就是失掉了失去了某个人就失掉了和对方的一些联系 So today, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the smallest, no, the smallest, the
it's
small
not the
world.
Smallest. Okay.
It's a small word in an English language.
Lose. 对，今天和大家聊一聊小词 lose 以及它的一些用法。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复丢这个词就可以了。
Hey, Moon, have you ever realized, like, the word lose can mean a lot of stuff?
I realize that a lot of words mean a lot of stuff.
Yeah, with me, of course. So, one example of this,、uh-huh. you know, this correlation, let's call it that. One more wrong move and we will lose the match.
Lose the match. 我知道 match 有火柴的意思，有比赛的意思、like competition.
Yeah.
Lose 就是失去 Lose 在这里应该是 fail in doing something, right?
Yes, fail in doing something. Fail in winning.If you didn't win, you lose. Lose here means the opposite of win.
对 gotcha. 所以这个 lose 在这里表示就是失败，没有获得成功 especially in a sports competition.
Yeah, I think especially...
Or chess, like...
Yeah, especially in anything. Like maybe you win in life and you lose in life. If there is win in a sentence, you also have lose in a sentence.
所以任何情况下失败啊，我们都可以用 lose 这样一个词。
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. Did you also know... No,
I don't know.
Did you also know that there is like another meaning for lose?
For lose?
We can use it in another sentence.
Okay, I think you can make a sentence for
us. Do not lose your time on something stupid like video games.
The sentence, should I say this to you?
No, please don't.
Okay, this one can be said often by some strict mom.
Yeah, it can be said by a strict mom, a strict sister, a strict girlfriend.
Strict any, elder.
Yes, someone who's...older than you or someone who's really hating you with his life.
所以刚刚 Ode 说的这个句子就是不要浪费你的时间去打游戏通常我们的长辈说的比较多 And that sentence lose means 浪费 waste.
Exactly.
So lose one's time 指的就是 waste one's time.
Exactly. There, wow, you're being so smart today.
Just today? Excuse
like,
me?
I can think of one more.
Okay.
Like,I lost her when she started talking about thermodynamics.
Ah, 如果有人跟我讲什么if someone talked about thermodynamics. Thermodynamics,、
mm-hmm.
I think I'll get lost.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right.
所以就是刚刚 Ode 讲的 lost her, 在这里这个 lost mean you lost focus on what she was saying.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe next time I will use that with you. Every time you talk about Marvel movies, sorry, I lost you. Sorry, I lost you. Sorry, I lost you.
You're being so funny. Don't make me lose my shit.
What? Be polite. We're recording a podcast. What do you mean lose your shit?
It's an idiom used
It's a sensitive word in our
maybe,
podcast.
Yeah, maybe, but okay. It's an idiom used when someone is almost going to kill you, like I'm going to kill Mumu, or someone is really going to get mad
So it's
or
also、
angry.
A slam.
Yeah, it's a slang.
所以呢，这个 lose one's shit, 它其实指的就是 to freak out.
Yeah, to
go nuts.
Freak out, to just
go nuts.
Almost like if it don't make me lose my shit means do not make me kill you.
就是别让我杀了你，就是让人某人很抓狂。虽然听上去 sound a little bit rude, not just a little bit.
Yeah,
will you really use it in daily conversation?
If I have a close friend who made me mad, I would say. But if I have a friend, I would not say to him, you know.
所以大家用的时候还是要小心一点。Only say this to your close friend, but don't say it too often. Okay, I know one.
Sure.
I can share one.
Sure.
Lose my cherry.
Oh my god.Oh, yeah, that is an idiom, yeah, but do you know that means, like, doing something for the first time? Like,
yeah, I know that.
For example, I lost my cherry playing PUBG.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You also know, wow, I thought you were a girl.
Of course, I know it's a popular game. So, lose one's cherry. 刚刚你造了一个句子 ,Ode 造了一个句子就是说昨天呢是他第一次玩绝地求生。Oh, by the way, PUBG means Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
就是
I'm really good at that game. I'm really good.
Are you bragging?
Oh my god, yes. Yeah, I am bragging.
Okay. But I think lose my cherry is often used in the movies to...Indicate someone isn't a virgin anymore.
Yeah, it in a movie it means, or you know, like it's not in a movie, it's a common phrase. That's why I got so shy when you said that to me, when you said lose one's cherry. Lose one's cherry means that you are not a virgin anymore. That you had sex and then you lost your cherry.
So this phrase can be used in lots of movies, but you seldom use it in daily conversation because it's a personal...You know, personal chat.
Well, if you're, as I said, some of these expressions, some of these idioms, some of these slangs are used with close friends, like lose my shit or lose my cherry.
So all the phrases we shared today, it's better to say with your best friend.
Yeah, I think you should.
对，所以今天呢，我们分享的这期节目，大家里面学到了一些表达，尽量都要和你的好朋友来用，不要你。See any strangers?
Yeah.
Then you say this phrase.
Don't stop a stranger on the street. Hey, I lost my cherry today. Oh.
Okay. I have one more expression we can use.
Sure.
Lose ground to someone or something.
Oh yeah.
For example, if you lose your ground in the game, don't lose your head.
Wow, you just used that word twice in that sentence.
I know that the first one means to lose an advantage you had on something or someone.所以第一个我讲到的就是在什么领域你失去了你的 merits 失去你的优势、and the second one lose one's head what does it mean?
lose one's head、
it's、not really lose your head
not mean to but get decapitated you know what?
how scary is it?
yeah to lose your head means to get decapitated but no it does not mean that it means to act really stupidly and really crazily and to act in
irrational
way yeah in an irrational way like Mumu sometimes
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's true. Like, sometimes you act in a rational
way. Okay, today our podcast end up with the unhappy atmosphere.
Yeah, well, no. I really love Mumu. She's a really great partner, and I really love you guys.
Okay, 今天呢，我们聊了聊这个小词 lose. 其实啊，我们除了每周一到周五会更新一些啊免费的音频节目之外呢，同时也为大家精心制作了付费的课程。如果大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以到我们的微信公众号“早安英文”，私信回复“会员”两个字就可以了解详情了。
So
much for today's ad.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And I really love you guys.
Okay, I know that you're going to express your love to our audience.
Yeah, I really love
again and again and again.
I'm not gonna stop. So thank you.
就是我来翻译一下，就是欧队说他绝对不会停止对大家的爱。
对大家的爱。Okay.
对对对。Okay, so much for today's podcast.
Yeah, I'm Olde.
我是木木，我们下期见。
Bye.
Bye.